Gracias.
Thank you. Co-chairs, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, in this social forum, it's good that we can still debate on minimum basic income, which we see as a solution for poverty, which would allow the world to reach a minimal basket of commodities. This income would allow us to keep, lead on to other subsidies, which have been hard to reach during the pandemic. Many states say that it's too expensive, and therefore we ask, how much is the cost of pain, unemployment, lack of health, and other tragedies that people affected by poverty have to experience? Basic income would be a huge contribution to the most vulnerable countries in helping them overcome the social economic crisis, which has augmented with the pandemic. That pandemic has shown that the neoliberal system, as quoted by Madame Bienjima, doesn't work. Plus, especially, we need something new that will maintain people's dignity. Respectfully, we want to place emphasis on the situation of Colombia, one of the most unequal countries in the world, where that factor, that of inequality, is a source of poverty. It continues to be one of the main factors behind war, which weighs on the agreements between the government and the FARC. And we believe that Colombia has the capacities to implement a basic minimum income, which would represent a small percentage given the huge defense investment that the country is already making. From that perspective, the Foundation for Higher Education and Development indicates that 5.5 million Colombians will enter poverty in 2020. 12 million would be in extreme poverty. They affirm that this is 18.8 million people who also find themselves in multidimensional poverty. In other words, 38% of the whole Colombian population. It's been a big setback in general social policy and mobility policy over the last decade. So in this social forum, we want to make this, having listened to the contributions from all the panelists, and we need to look to bring solutions for the people who are victims of austerity policies that undermine people's human rights. I thank you all.